eating us in. Right. We're the most child appropriate show.
That was so sweet and innocent.
Aw, hi, children.
Hi, everybody. This is Kathy, and that's Stephanie, and this
Hello.
Is Reality Charmed.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum.
Which is the only name we could come up with.
Yeah.
It's harder than you think to name something.
Yeah, start Googling things that have reality in it, yeah. And you're going to... It's not just reality TV, it's just reality in general has taken all the names.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So let's get into it.
Let's break it down.
Let's start with my favorite show ever.
Below Deck.
Below Deck.
Oh, we're going below.
So
I feel like we need like a wah,
I know, like a horn.
We're going to get sound effects someday.
Someday.
5 to 10 years.
We probably could do it, but I got a lot going on.
Yeah, me too.
Much like Carolyn.
Ugh.
It's Caroline or Caroline?
Caroline.
And I always get confused with that with names.
Well, it's because we had redhead Caroline from New Jersey.
Caroline Manzo.
Manzo, but it's Caroline.
Caroline. Oh, Caroline.
She's
sweet Caroline.
Busy on the boat causing issues, busy off the boat causing issues.
She's very dramatic.
Definitely was in an 8th grade theater production.
For sure.
Don't know what.
I think we've all worked with one of her before. Uh-huh. She's very typical of, to say it, certain generation.
I'm going to go there. She's from Ohio and I'm from Ohio and the breed smells familiar to me.
Oh, were you a Caroline?
I don't think I was a Caroline, but I probably could have been a Caroline if my parents hadn't, you know, believed in a smack on the butt every now and then.
There you go. So that's what she needs because now she's got, my foot. Her foot is apparently... hanging on by like a tendon or two.
See, that's where I really differ from Caroline is like I'll walk on broken bones for weeks and be like, I'm fine.
Well, that's the thing that you're working on a boat.
Yeah.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
And to me, what bothered me is that the people immediately noticed it. The new guest.
Well, because she was being very dramatic with her limping.
Can we take a moment to discuss these guests?
Sure.
Because they were on their phone the entire frickin' time.
Shows how dramatic Caroline was, that these people were on their phone the entire time.
They were live tweeting
like,
it.
Oh my God, is your foot? Are you ever going to be able to walk again, Clubfoot?
Like, no.
Yeah. And then she had to take to her bed.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
She took to her bed.
I know. Like, holy bananas, girl. You have like an infection. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is painful.
Get over it.
But, you know, not making money.
No.
That's pretty painful.
That's painful, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it up, Buttercup, and it looks like it's going to come to a head tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I can't wait. And I cheated a little.
Uh-oh.
I looked at a couple of the previews they had on Bravo.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Did you see?
It's going to be amazing. My vote is for Captain Lee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They apparently... The whole thing with the radios last time where they switched channels.
Yeah.
So he's trying to radio them because the guests are on shore and he can't get a hold of any of the deck crew. The hot tub is overflowing and he has to like clean that up and cover up all the stuff on the sun deck.
Captain Lee.
I can't wait.
Chandler made me so upset last week because... Well, he's not giving people breaks except for Riley, who didn't even want a break.
She got one break.
Well, yeah, she
it's
got
not like
one.
She's got like.
Well, I know. Yeah. But it was a break at a stupid time, too. Yeah. It's like basically we got up. Hey, go on break until I go to bed.
Yeah.
Was essentially what happened.
Yeah.
And then the guys are Ashton and
Ross.
It's hard for me to keep them all straight because we do have Josiah and I want Josiah to be a deckhand.
I know.
And I also want to call Ashton Joao from last season.
Oh, don't
Ed.
You dare.
He's
he
better.
Is far
but,
better than.
But those poor guys are like dying.
Yeah.
Riley's like, I think that those guys are starting to see like, look, we could teach Riley.
Yes and no. If you remember, Ashton tried to give her some advice.
Yes. And she
just lost her poo on him.
But I do think now, like they do see, like, I think that
she's a redhead.
Well, not letting. Well, thanks.
Her soul.
I think the not letting her do the fishing trip thing is going to be huge for them. Because what they're seeing.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. I saw it in the preview.
Well, and.
That just adds
clear
another
last
element
week.
To
yeah.
what's wrong with Chandler.
It was clear last week. And his reaction was basically like, why did you wake me up? And then he was like, ugh.
That was reenactment by Stephanie Caple.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was amazing. Captain Lee is so mad tonight. I can't wait. He's like cursing. He can't get his little mustache is a flutter. It's crazy. I love it when he gets mad.
Meanwhile, Chef Adrian is just the most chill.
He's just doing yoga.
Relaxed dude ever.
And by the way, little like filming pet peeve. Did they not notice the way the galley is where they have like the columns of light hanging down? Mm-hmm. So every time they haven't been able to decide on an angle to film so you can see everybody. It was like on one scene, it was like all you can see are like Kate and Adrian's butt sticking out as they're leaning on the counter talking to each other.
I mean, if they're like, can we reshoot this scene with not your butts? What do you think about the crew mess drama last week? I thought that was a little like it kept coming up. And Caroline goes and picks a fight with the deck crew with Ashton. Remember this?
It's about two people, Caroline and Riley, not understanding their place in the hierarchy. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not like all shiny, happy, everybody is equal. It's not. You have a chain of command.
Yeah.
Well, and everybody needs to know their place.
I actually believe
I would like to run my life like a boat.
Yeah. I believe that's how we all should work. When you start a new job, you don't come in, and you're right. It is kind of a generational thing that there are some who believe that they should be able to like be executive and work out of a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be a third stew that works out of a coffee shop. I'm sorry, Caroline.
Sorry. But yeah, I think I'm a little more pro Riley than I was previously.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But only because Chandler's awfulness is eclipsing her. And once if you remove him from the equation, she's still awful.
I think with better leadership, she could do better. I don't know. I just think.
Yes and no. I mean, she was mouthing off to Ross. She's mouthing off to Ashton.
But she does go back. She can see her mistakes. And she did apologize. She apologized to Kate. Like, that's something there.
She didn't see her mistakes. Ashton pointed it out to her.
After they were shown to her. But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I do think there is some potential there with her.
Yeah.
Maybe not this season. She's going to be a good deckhand. But they could bring her back for, like, a next season where
she's so one and done.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately.
She's one and done.
Yeah.
Or they make her, like, a senior deckhand or a bosun just to see her mess up like they did with Kelly.
Well, I'm not sure if you caught this on the Twitters, but original Chief Stew Adrian got married recently.
Yes, we talked about that last week.
But Chandler and Jamie were there. I don't know if we talked about this. I didn't realize that until today.
Yeah, they all kind of know each other from the industry.
But I thought it was funny because it was, I would think that like if Kat got married, there'd be many of them there.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Well, everybody hated her.
Yeah, everyone hated her. Captain Lee Jamie, did not give away the
Jamie
bride.
Oh, Jamie from Med
last season.
Loved her.
I love her too. Underappreciated.
Let's move on because we have something huge we want to talk about at the end.
Okay, so yes.
Let's talk about Flipping Out and Another One Bites the Dust.
Frankie Diamond, moment of silence.
Sorry.
I'm giving it up for you, Frankie.
Pour out some of my Diet Coke, but not in the studio.
I like
strictly no food and drinks.
That's
in the
right.
Studio.
All of my vodka shots are lined up on the desk up there, Linda. I think I like how Frankie tried to like negotiate getting fired.
I know.
He was like, "I'm gonna need like some time to find another job before you can fire me." And Jeff's like, "Your focus shouldn't be finding another job. It should be doing this one better." Like,
yes.
That's how firing actually works.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I would like to just be fine. Some happiness in my life, something that makes me as happy as Gage was.
Yeah.
Like his face was such pure
joy. And you understand it too. I mean, I thought Jeff was very kind in the
weirdly
severance
so.
Package.
Yeah.
And
a month.
And I think he did appreciate the fact you moved out here for this job. Mm-hmm. You did something really outside of your comfort zone and it didn't work. And now you have to go.
Yeah.
But he was very cool about that kind of
thing. I saw some blog, some comment that was like, I don't understand why they couldn't just send him to project management school.
Because
I'm like,
that doesn't exist.
That's A, I don't believe it exists. And B, yeah, no.
Yeah. I think Frankie could have gone to project management school and would have flunked out. Like, he's the dog that gets kicked out of obedience school. I appreciated he was like, but I'm working my butt off. And I think that Frankie thought he was.
No, I have to give him, like, I bet he was. He was just working hard at the wrong things.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be overseeing things, mm-hmm. not doing all of it yourself.
And he was that, like, well, I called him once. Yeah. And they were like, but it's not a one time. Like, that's not project management.
No.
And if he wasn't getting that message, no school could have ever, even if it existed, have taught him that.
You know what I wish we could have seen, and this goes back a couple weeks, is the reaction of Jeff's dad when he fired Paul. Yeah,
that would have been great.
Right? Because his dad was like, oh, I got this great guy for you.
Well, you know that Frankie got in the car and called Paul. You know that happened.
Oh, for sure. Unless he ended up getting fired from Jeff's dad or something.
Yeah.
And we didn't know about it.
Yeah.
There's some things we don't know.
Oh, as a side note, People Magazine this week has a big interview with Jenny Poulos. Okay.
Nassis.
Poulos Nassis?
Yeah.
That's not a great last name. It doesn't roll off the tongue. But a big interview about her and Jeff and their split. And Jeff...
Shut up.
It was funny because...
How come you didn't bring this to my home?
All right. Well, the magazine's not out yet.
Okay.
But last week...
Is this in the sexiest issue?
Yes, it is.
Sexiest
which
spats?
Is their biggest issue of the year. And so People Magazine was going to be on Jeff Lewis...
Stephanie Cable with the circulation numbers.
Uh-huh. I got this. Well, because... The People Magazine's editor was at Jeff Lewis Live talking about Sexiest Magazine. He was like, by the way, I got a call coming in today for fact checking, you know, wanting a quote for this article. And he was like, we didn't give him a quote, but I'm just going to say right now, y'all need to make sure you fact check that article, because based on the questions they were asking me, y'all got some things wrong and it's going to get litigious if you don't check it.
Okay, that's amazing. I'd like to also point out that you're not from the South.
What?
That was Southern Ohio. That was heavy on the y'alls.
Southern Ohio.
What just happened?
Southern Ohio. Basically an offshoot of Kentucky.
I don't understand what just happened there. Oh, something there you took you over.
I say y'all a lot, actually. Sorry.
You're just getting all like Southern Street or something.
Sorry, I'm not wicked sophisticated Boston lingo.
It was just hilarious. I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
But that does happen. And but it's actually, I think I'm going to go buy the article magazine tomorrow.
Doi.
Like at 6 a.m.
Plus, you know, Idris.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Hey.
Sexiest man alive.
I know. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah.
So that reminded me of something. And now I don't remember what it was.
Sorry.
It's important for radio to forget things.
To forget things on air.
I sneezed on air. My show.
How was that?
I think it was a defining moment of radio as we know it in the modern age.
How many listeners called in? Yeah. Like, word of the day!
Then I had to play, usually I play like two or three songs, and I had to play like a huge song block because I was overcome with allergies. Keep
That's
it
hysterical.
Super profesh. That's what I bring
You're
to the table.
You're texting Linda. You're like, get in here.
Oh my God.
Sneeze attack.
Oh my God.
But no, I think, I'm excited for tonight because now we're really rolling in the drama.
Yeah. So I don't think I saw the preview for tonight's flipping out. Just Jenny crying in the back seat. Was that?
I think she's always crying in the back seat. Yeah.
God, it's so sad. This is going to be so sad to watch.
I know.
It's like Deadliest Catch when you knew Phil died. You had to keep watching and waiting. That's terrible.
That's part of our show's Not on Bravo segment.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's
that's
reality.
Not on Bravo. No,
we're
it is.
We're not called
it
Bravo, Charms.
I know, but we have a channel.
We
have a genre.
Because
Bravo.
My second favorite reality show ever is on tonight. Actually, it's my first.
Oh,
MTV's The Challenge.
Oh, I was obviously like, it's not Thursday night. It's not Survivor.
No. When and Survivor's on Wednesday. Thank you.
It used to be on Thursdays. I'm old school.
A what?
We need to make like a chart to have in here of like ranking our reality
shows. We need like a 2-hour show.
We need, because I like.
There's so much.
I realize this like on the weekends, since Bravo doesn't give me like marathons of Below Deck anymore.
No,
like,
thank God they put on
Miss Congeniality
next Friday.
Yeah. I end up reducing myself to watching things like Unexpected on TLC, which is secretly, it's kind of amazing.
I know. You need to bring in somebody that can talk TLC with you.
And Four Weddings, which is also great because it's just people being so catty on the happiest day of someone else's life. It's amazing.
You know what I watched this weekend after the almost death of my dog?
What?
That's actually watched all, she's fine, all three Pitch Perfects. I think that was Sunday.
I've seen all but the last like 10 minutes of Pitch Perfect 3, and I don't know what happens.
I was
on a plane.
They're singing. Spoiler alert.
They sing.
Oh, all right, so let's move on to what we really want to talk about.
Oh, see?
No. Oh,
that's
God.
Being sarcastic.
See, that's how boring it is. I totally forgot it was
on. The OC was on. We got a touch for a moment.
All right.
I think, you know, like we had a moment for Frankie Diamond. Do we need a moment for Vicky's
face?
Oh,
sorry. I fell asleep there. Talking about OC.
How boring is it that like two people are having plastic surgery? Like,
oh my God. I have to say, confession, I don't know quite how bad the episode was because I fast forwarded through most of it.
Oh, that's
and I'm like, I'll read somebody's recap.
I was watching it and like, but also like doing like exciting things like, I'll just go throw out all the old stuff in Tupperware in my refrigerator.
That's
so bad.
It's so bad.
Andy, call us. We'll move to the OC and be on the show and revitalize it. First of all, the new girls are trying to be drama starters and they're so bad at it.
Okay, can I just say how guilty I feel about like Emily and all of her issues and her crying, and it just makes me roll my eyes.
Okay, first of all, her husband's not even interested in these issues.
No, I don't blame him. People are coming for Shane. I'm like, I don't blame him.
Here's the thing. Sweetie, if you're gonna open for the first time in 7 years your memorial box from the hospital from when you lost your twins, why are you not wearing waterproof mascara or wearing mascara at all?
Why are you on a reality show?
She was full on, like,
I know,
tears of coal running down her face.
I'm gonna cry if we have to talk about this much longer.
Okay, all right, we can move on.
Let's talk about Watch What Happens instead. Talk about Vicky on
Watch What Happens. That was
because that was much more entertaining than that entire hour of.
Well, and the
OC.
The blogger that they had on with her, who's a comedian blogger, I think, not Amy Phillips, but the girl who was the guest with her.
She's an actress.
An actress, but she's, does she also do something with Housewives? Is that how she got started? Oh, I'm
no. She was on.
I'm thinking of the one from the night before. Oh. The girl the night before was a blogger who's now like doing stuff. Okay, sorry, I got my nights mixed up. But
yeah, this is Leslie Gross.
She was really on point, and then they had Amy Phillips,
who's so funny.
As the bartender, being Vicky, which I'm not sure, or being Kelly Dodd.
What I found really interesting about the whole thing, like that stuff was funny, mm-hmm. about how, like, it sounds like this reunion this season is going to be, like, epic.
Let's hope, because there has to be a
reason.
They're
all talking about it, and they're all talking about how much they hate each other, and...
Well, they said that this season was going to be amazing, too.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't. It's not.
Yeah.
How many more do we have? God, end it.
Even Tamara's son showing up on the day he turns 18 and can be filmed again, I'm just like,
Meh.
Meh.
Yep. That can sum up my entire watching experience.
Meh.
Like, I'd rather hear about the affair.
Yeah.
Than one more moment of Shannon and the divorce. It's amazing that she's the only one to ever get divorced.
Bring back David Bedore eating chips. That's all I want.
Yeah. That's the only thing that will fulfill me is mm-hmm. some tortilla chips while watching all that.
And now I'm actually more interested in tortilla chips.
I know.
Chips
all right.
Okay, let's move on.
That was our requisite. That show is
OC.
Awful.
Yeah.
So big happenings tomorrow night.
Yes. Right? No, with Thursday.
Okay, we probably should have researched that a little.
Bit. Wednesday is what right now? Is that Dallas? Wednesday is Dallas.
We're so excited about this thing that we have no idea when it's coming
on. Well, it used
on.
To be on Sunday nights, and I'm a little confused because they're moving them to a weeknight now. So don't mess with my nights.
All right. I'm looking. So anyway, we're talking, of course, about Real Housewives of New Jersey. So not my favorite franchise.
Not mine either.
But I have to say, you know, I've been watching it from the beginning. I was trying to catch it all up. It's on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Okay. So I think they're moving Dallas to Thursday then.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched the Dallas. Amazing. And the fact is, like, I think I said this last week, like, Danielle Staub, like, fascinating.
I heard that what happens with the men at her wedding is just, like, unbelievable. Like, that's what they were talking about.
Her wedding that's already over.
Yeah, the marriage is already.
Yeah.
Look, she's not here for a long time. She's here for alimony payments.
She's here for alimony payments. Yeah, she's the worst. Is she not one of the worst people ever?
Oh, gosh, she's so bad. And it's funny because, like, you've been rewatching and I was, like, reflecting. And I think...
You were reflecting.
Meditating.
I had my candles and my bath and my shrine.
Love and light.
My shrine of Teresa.
Remember when they all used to say that? Yeah. Love and light.
That was after.
That's like yelling serenity now.
Yeah, right.
It ain't happening.
Giovanni. So let's talk. You had a great idea.
Our top three New Jersey moments.
Yeah.
I have mine. Do you have yours?
Let's count them down backwards.
All right, let's start with number three. Drum roll. I picked for mine, Caroline brings the book. When Caroline brought the book, because I felt like this is what...
When she put it on the table.
Ripped open the whole Jersey world for us. And it ripped apart, like, families and dynamics. It just,
so not the table flip itself.
Not the table flip. Because the book.
Like this. We're going at this the same way.
The flip, yes. In my view.
We're doing this the same way.
Yes. We're one in this.
So, yes, I agree. And then when Carolyn was like, I did it.
Yeah.
I had the book.
Yeah.
And that blew up her whole, like, yes. I hate Dina Manzo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my number three is in the same vernacular.
Okay.
I don't know if that's proper use of that word. More than the table flip, I feel a pivotal fight moment was the christening.
You know?
The christening.
Yes.
These were actually family members throwing down. You had Joe, whatever. What do we call him?
Giudice.
No. The
Gorga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Gorga.
Juicy Joe.
Isn't Juicy the... Juicy is Judice.
I can't keep track of all the juices.
So, yeah, Joe's, you know, yelling at his father, you're my father. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the kids unattended, which blew up Teresa and Kathy forever. Yeah. You know, that was the end of their friendship.
Or
family relationship.
I think what that did for us is, and it was interesting because I debated this, that really did shift the direction of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the show started to move for me from being, because it used to be Manzo centered.
Right. And then they left.
And there was this moment where you couldn't imagine the Manzos not being on it. Right.
I know. I miss the Manzos.
Because it was just Therese out there. And slowly Bravo did this brilliant thing of completely flipping it.
Much like a table.
All right.
Number two. Go ahead.
I picked the first posh fashion show. Because it opened us up to so many other
that was when
posh
Ashley
fashion show
pulled
moments.
The hair out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now
not
it's,
of her own head, kids.
Yeah. Because now, I mean, there's been multiple fights. There's been the Teresa scandal with saying that Melissa was a stripper there.
And, yeah, the posh fashion. I live for the posh fashion
show. And then it led us to, you know, loyalty over who can be a model in a fashion show. And ultimately leading to Envy.
Yes.
By Melissa Gorga.
Envy. By Melissa Gorga.
By Melissa Gorga.
I agree with all that. My number two is sort of change the direction of reunions.
Oh.
When Teresa threw Andy aside like a rag doll.
Oh my goodness. That was almost one of mine. Like, we were so in tune.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And the fact that Andy keeps like laughing about it.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, she just threw him aside. And I think that was the one where she got in Danielle's face and about the don't bring my family into this and how Melissa didn't go like.
Yeah, it all. Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
All right. We're running out of time. Okay. What's your number one?
My number one was Teresa goes to jail and gets to come back to Housewives because I think that shocked everyone. God,
how did I miss that? That wasn't even on my like list.
I like how our lists are like so different, but so like in tune. We got so deep on this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, again, I thought the show was over.
Yeah. And it also is when the show shifted. Instead of stepping away from her, they doubled down.
They doubled down, yeah. And I don't think it's worth. I don't think she's worth it.
No, I don't. I don't.
She's one of my least favorites.
That I think that's when the managers were like, "Criminal." Yeah,
yeah.
Go on. Yours. Yours.
My number one
on edge of my seat
is the Carolyn versus Danielle sit down.
Oh, that was
when it was
good.
Just the two of them in the restaurant, which was hilarious just because there was like the full settings
at Rails.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. With no food on it. Yeah. So they're sitting in front of empty plates and you could see Danielle, who was always saying so much and coming at people. Carolyn's the only one she was like afraid of.
Yes.
And it was so good. And when Carolyn was like, when I called you garbage, I meant it.
Yeah. That was so brilliant.
God, I miss her so much. Yeah.
Come back, Carolyn.
So anyway, yeah, we've got excitement tomorrow night, 9 p.m. So
we're going to be tuning in.
Mm-hmm. And that about does it for our time.
Yeah, that does.
So this will be up should you want to relive it, because of course you do, or you know somebody that missed it. It should be up on my website in like a day or two.
I am embedding the link.
GilmoreGirl.com.
I'm going to embed the link in an email that says if you click this link, you'll win $1 million.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm going to spam it.
And I'll try to get rid of that somehow, just the picture of me.
You're fine.
My triathlon outfit. It's weird.
It's okay. I like it.
But that was fun. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks,
we'll
Kathy.
We'll be back next week, correct?
Yes, we will.
Thanksgiving week.
We're excited.
We'll serve the turkey
and the
stuffing.
Wait, it's not Thanksgiving next week. It's the week after is Thanksgiving.
We're going to be excited about it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we're going to Avett Brothers. Next week is Avett Brothers week, and Eric Liddell.
I think I've been calling him Avett for like
Avett.
All night.
They could go both ways. Yeah, I've heard it pronounced.
Yeah. And Lindell, yeah, I'll be at the Parrot, not the...
Yeah.
But whatever.
It's a big music weekend. Hey, come out to comedy Thursday night and see us.
Exactly.
Because you don't got to watch Real Housewives of Dallas. Yeah.